Welcome to Must Watch. My name is George Pettifer. I'm here with Alan and a guest. We're going to be doing a few segments here. That's Probo, it's cancelled. Must Solve. Must Read. It's going to be great. Look at us getting so organized all of a sudden.
Oh, good lord. This is terrible. Well, thanks for having us here, George.
No worries.
Good.
This is, I keep telling you, this is your podcast as well.
No. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. And we've got a guest today. We've got, she's waving for the listeners.
Hello.
We've got Rachel Mylanter in the studio.
You just said my name wrong.
Oh, what a terrible start to the episode.
We're not redoing it.
It's okay. People say my name wrong.
Oh, how do you say it?
Mylanter. Which is funny. It's
That's
phonetic.
What I said.
It literally is spelt Mylanter, but people try and make it sound like the medication.
Mylanter. Oh, yeah.
Mylanter is the medication. It gets said all the time, but my name's actually phonetic.
Yeah, let's switch to the medication, because then you got more sort of brand appeal.
You know what? Maybe I could get some sponsorship out of them.
Absolutely. Rachel Mylanter.
That would be amazing if I just went down to Melbourne or something with, like, Mylanter as my sponsor.
Yeah, or you can do a, one of your show names can be around it, maybe. That's a good idea.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Mylanter is an antacid.
It is.
That's good.
What does that do?
It's like for gastro.
Oh.
Yeah, it's something you really want to be associated with.
Hey, whatever makes the money.
Nothing to do with ants.
In high school, someone called my system Mylanter to go for like an entire year.
Oh, no.
So that's a pretty bad nickname.
People used to call me Butt Wedge. But anyway.
Oh. Yeah, I need to know the answer. Why?
Well, it rhymes with Rutledge.
Oh.
You know, I never would have gotten there.
No.
I almost admire creative bullying. Like, when someone comes up with a really good nickname, I'm like, yeah, good job.
Yeah, they sat down with a notepad and thought of that. Butt Wedge.
It was like a full...
Did they ever give you a wedgie, or is it just like...
No.
I like that.
So it was just purely for the rhyme.
Yeah.
They almost should have. I feel like they only went halfway with that.
Hey, they wanted to do it, but... They didn't have the follow through.
Yeah. You run so fast.
Well, man. Rachel's here. Rachel's never caught. You've never been to Mossman before.
I have driven through it.
Driven through Mossman?
Yes.
What do you think of Mossman?
It's very, very nice. It is very quiet, and I like it a lot.
And it was the first time we caught the ferry over here together to George's dad's place.
Look, I think I was on a ferry when I was a little kid. Like, when I was, like, 3 or 4, I think that my mum brought us down to Sydney, and we, like, caught the ferry for the sake of catching the ferry.
Right, okay, fair enough.
But I don't really remember it.
Right. So
you got to get on that ferry more often. Do you think you'll do it more often now?
No, it's too irregular, but I will enjoy the times I do it.
Too irregular?
It's not
like... You have to have a reason to get on the ferry. So,
yeah.
As a touristy thing, go to Manly
or something. If you called me and you're like, what are you doing today? And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just going to catch the ferry. Then I'm going to catch it back. I'm just going to spend the day catching the ferry.
That's what people do. You're not originally from Sydney, so I would have thought you'd have done some of those touristy things.
You know, you would think that. I've only realized relatively recently how many tourist things I haven't done.
Have you seen the Opera House?
I have.
It's pretty good.
But we were there today. We saw it.
Is it your first time today seeing the Opera House?
No, I'm an Opera House. Like,
if you turn around, you can see the bridge.
Have you guys climbed the Harbour Bridge?
No, I won't do it.
No, no. Have you?
Okay. No, I haven't. And I was hanging out with these backpackers not long ago, and they made me feel like it was super strange that I hadn't done it because I'm Australian. Like, and they're like,
it's not like all Australians are going to be climbing the bridge. Well,
every day.
Yeah. So I get to work. There's like no path at the bottom. You have to go over the hump to walk over. That'd be good fun.
I'd be too scared to do it, I think.
So would I.
Oh, no, I'd 100% do it if it wasn't like $400.
Is it that much?
Yeah, it's really expensive. That's the only reason I don't do it. I would 100% like climb it. But I think it's kind of like one of those things where it's blasé, you know?
Yeah.
Like now... We see the Harbour Bridge. Like, the Harbour Bridge to us is sort of like, it's traffic. That's all we think of when we see the bridge, you know? But I think, like, if you're in France and you lived in Paris, you'd be like, why is everyone looking at the Eiffel Tower?
Everyone thought the Eiffel Tower sucked when they first built it, right?
Yeah, is that true? I've heard that. Well, because what actually is the Eiffel Tower?
It's a tower.
Yeah. Okay, sure. But...
That's how you get phone reception.
It's very pointy.
The whole of France?
The whole of France is powered by Vodafone.
Vodafone. Oh, poor France. Jesus Christ. Vodafone sucks.
I thought it was really nice when Vodafone. I went there.
There goes our Vodafone sponsorship. Oh.
I thought it was really nice when I got there, but like, I didn't climb it because the line was too long.
Now, what are we talking about? The Eiffel Tower.
Well, I haven't climbed any of these things, honestly.
I just had a brain seizure. I forgot where we were. But yeah. Okay, so
in Paris, though, you don't want to get a good view of Paris from the Eiffel Tower because you can't see the Eiffel Tower from the view.
That's very valid.
But there's this really ugly building,
the one with the balcony that's like ages away that everyone takes their faraway photos
everyone
from?
Everyone takes it from there because then that building isn't in the photo, but the bridge is. Not the bridge.
The tower.
The tower.
See, you really don't know what the Eiffel Tower is.
Trust me, I know what the Eiffel Tower is. If you put it sideways, it would be a bridge, wouldn't it? Anyway, moving on. We're throwing a few segments out there.
We're trying to make this podcast better.
After a year and a half, I'm trying to make it.
You're bringing in the big guns here. Yeah.
We've got good guests. And that's step one.
Yep. But we figured that out 6 months ago. Nine months after starting it.
Our dream.
Okay, any guest who was in the first 9 months now feels real burned.
There were zero guests. It was just me and George.
No, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we weren't having guests and being like, we should get some good guests on it. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine that if right now you were like, the first 9 months, like the guests just sucked. Yeah. People were sitting at home, wow, yeah. I'm glad I caught the ferry.
We had a dream for this podcast. It's called Must Watch with George and Alan, and it was supposed to be about bird watching.
It sounds riveting. Actually, do you know what? If you guys actually did make a podcast about bird watching, I would 100% listen to that.
It's Must Watch. I remember that episode we did, George, where you...
What I do?
You told me about how you once saw a crimson-faced finch.
Good times. You know, it's good to reminisce on stuff, you know what
I mean? What's a crimson... Well, obviously, it's a finch with a crimson face.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
Do you know... Okay, for example, if one flew here right now and landed there,
yep.
Would you be able to be like, that's a crimson-faced finch?
Yeah, I'll see the crimson face and I'd be like, it's a finch as well. Did I say that right?
Is it again.
Crimson face. I'll be like, wow.
But can you identify many birds or is it just exclusively
just that
you know that
just
one?
And all the rest of them, I have no idea what I'm looking at. It could be a seagull or a pigeon, bin chicken.
I remember when I was a kid, I learned to be able to tell the difference between a lorikeet and a... What's the other one that looks like a lorikeet? Starts with an R?
Rainbow lorikeet.
No, there's another one that
kind
of looks
ones.
Like it. And it, like, I know... Okay. I'm not coming across as intelligent as I wanted to.
Oh man, you're on Must Watch with George and Alan, and we know more about birds than any two podcasters in the Sydney scene. But we realize that's shit. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to have guests, and we're going to have
segments.
Okay,
awesome segments.
I'm so ready.
And I think you're on board with some of these segments.
We're going to try and use the word must as frequently as possible
must
in
you?
The segments. Yeah, we must.
Yeah, do you enjoy that?
Yes, we must. Apart from the That's Probo, it's cancelled. We were thinking Must Cancel, but I actually like
That's Probo.
I quite like That's Probo.
I like
it's cancelled. Yeah. Sounds like a proper radio thing almost.
Yeah. Well, which segment are we doing first?
Well, maybe I feel like That's Probo, it's cancelled is going to become our signature bit.
Yeah.
our signature, you know, segment.
Sure.
So what you're going to be known for around the town.
Yeah.
People are already talking.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, we all are here tonight. but maybe let's leave that to the end then.
Oh, wow.
We'll close with it.
Okay. It just feels like something that also could potentially, like, I feel like I'm going to get on a run with that because I like cancelling things. So I worry that if we start with that, then we're not going to have any time for the others. So it's probably better to start with
that's
the others.
True. That's true.
And cut off the last one.
So I think we should start with the tarot. Is it tarot or tarot?
Well, I got to check with the guest. It's not tarot. It's tarot.
Like tarot cards?
Why is the T there then? Well.
Why is it ballet got a T there?
It's dumb French, isn't it? Oh, it's tarot French as well. Maybe it is.
I don't know. Where is
we're
tarot
back to France,
from?
Aren't we? It's weird, this
I'm
episode.
I'm very cultured.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God.
I got some tarot cards here. This is a segment we call Must Read.
Hey, okay. There we go.
And we read people's tarot fortunes, or I do.
Can you explain?
George doesn't even know how to say the word tarot.
Do you actually know how to read tarot? Well, okay, as much as anyone knows how to read tarot cards. Are you a psychic is what I'm trying to ask you right now.
Yes. Yes, I am. And these cards belonged to my estranged wife.
We're very much estranged.
And but I saw her the other day, and she gifted them to me because you can't.
It's not over. That's chemistry.
You can't buy tarot cards. They won't work if you buy them as a superstition. They have to be gifted to you,
and then they work.
Yeah. And my wife, we're still currently married, she said, not for much longer, but she said that you. She asked the tarot cards whether they wanted to go with me.
Right. Okay.
God, this is a saucy story.
Yeah. And they said no.
Really?
They're not sure.
So then why'd she give them to you? That's kind of fucked up.
Well,
are you?
She promised.
Are you going to read my tarot cardness, my fortune?
If you'd like.
Tarot cardness with potentially cursed tarot cards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to do it to me.
Yeah, I'm on board. Yeah.
Oh, you want a reading, George?
Yeah, I'd like.
Because we've never done this segment before.
No, but
I want a reading too. I feel like I'm getting gypped.
No.
Anyone can get a reading.
I'll only accept a reading if you refer to them as tarot cards for the duration.
Give me the tarot.
That's very disrespectful.
Not as disrespectful as giving your ex-husband potentially cursed cards that didn't want to go with him.
Well, they're not cursed cards. They're just the cards might misbehave a bit because they didn't want to come with me.
All right, whatever, mate. How does it actually work? So what do you actually do?
Well, you can do...
What is this?
You can ask them a question.
Okay.
I could do a reading for if you have two choices. If you want to choose between A and B.
Okay.
Do I have to tell you what A and B are? Or is it just like I need to choose between A and B?
I feel like that wouldn't be a very good podcast if I just say...
I have a decision in my head.
In your mind, and it's A or B, and then I go, well, I think the cards are saying A, and you're like, sweet.
I'd prepared a question.
Have a think about what... or you can just sort of, it doesn't have to be a choice between two things. It could just be
like, will I get a new job this year?
You say, will I be famous one day? And I could find that out.
Okay, that one feels like a lot of fun.
I've asked it many times and the answer is always the same.
Is it always no?
It's always stick with the podcast. It's building momentum.
But I feel like that's such a vague question because will I be famous? Like, who is to define what fame is? Is it fame like celebrity? Is it fame like fame amongst your community? Is it fame like, you know, like what? I mean, like technically Ivan Milat's famous.
Or maybe you'll be a victim of something and then you'll be famous.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's even worse.
Also, Ivan Milat... big fan of the podcast. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Ivan.
He's not doing very well at the moment. And thoughts and prayers with him and his family.
I don't follow Ivan Milat's story.
He's been on the news a little bit. He's been in the hospital.
Oh, he's got cancer.
Does he?
He's a cancer.
Did I make that up?
Maybe. I don't know. I just
he's
in the hospital.
He's got cancer. He's got terminal illness.
Oh.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Couldn't happen to a nicer bloke, could it? He's got real negative real quick.
Why are you always bringing... Oh, no, you brought up Ivan Milat. I was about to accuse George of... He's always bringing up serial
killers. I'm prepared
to
shift the blame if you like to.
All right. Here we are. Oh, man, we've got our fan has arrived. This is exciting.
Oh, God, we have a fan gallery.
Take a front row seat on the couch.
Hey, Ben, how's it going?
Don't talk to him on the... Anyway.
You did? What?
No, try to be professional. We've got Rachel Mylanta here.
You said it wrong again.
Doesn't matter. She's on the up and up. It's however way you say it.
Why do you ask the tarot cards how you're
Rachel
meant to pronounce her name?
Milanta.
I think the tarot cards will decide.
All right.
So,
okay, well, shall we do George first?
Yeah,
and then
I'm thinking
Rachel.
Of a question, though. Let's see. I was thinking about whether I want to go out tonight. I ask the tarot cards?
That's a good one.
That?
Do that.
But it's also like,
what, you need something deeper for the cards that Alan isn't supposed to have?
Well, yeah, because it's like, oh, imagine it's like... How do I explain what I'm trying to say?
All right. Well, have you figured out? Is that the question?
Yeah, we'll do that question. But
that's a good one.
Because I have to shuffle the cards,
okay,
and I have to think of that question while I shuffle the cards.
All right.
Whatever. So you can keep talking while I do that.
Yeah, sure.
I need a bit more info, though. Like, I mean, on behalf of the tarot cards.
Shh. I'm thinking of the question.
But like, where are you going? Like, should I go out to get like food, or should I go out like
partying?
I might
partying, go meet my friend and previous guest, Freddie McManus.
Yeah,
but
is he gigging or are you like going out on the town? Paint the town red.
Well, maybe both.
Okay.
Well, because it's Sunday before. By the way, shout out to the Queen. Happy birthday!
Oh, you're killing it, Liz.
Yeah,
do you know her birthday's? I think her birthday's actually in April.
Yeah, she has an official birthday and a
okay,
and her actual birthday.
Somebody told me this, and I don't know if it's correct, but I would like to discuss it.
Yeah,
someone may have made this up. I'm an extremely gullible person, but someone told me that the Queen's birthday is celebrated a different date in every country. Yeah, of no, the Commonwealth, like, so that she can have like a birthday like in every country and just have like 8 birthdays a year.
It's like different in she's WA, isn't it? Isn't it like different in WA, and like in different states and stuff as well?
Yeah, when she's visiting that is Perth. The life. If I ever like make it big, I'm just going to be like New Zealand, September, you know, Germany, you're up in August, you know, like just pick a different and just go party around the
her
West.
Birthday
like,
my is birthday. Just whenever she's in that place. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
That is
watching
is
you struggle to shuffle
queen.
These. Oh, here we go. Are you doing it? Is it happening?
Yeah. So we'll go.
So I'll just do a quick what I'm looking at here is Alan spread the cards in a row.
The tarot cards.
And he's drawing random. Is it just random that you're picking?
They're the
around?
Ones that call to him or something.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever I get a feeling from.
Not right. My first rodeo.
Rachel. Okay. Sounds like bullshit. Gets it.
I've had someone read my angel cards.
How
before.
Many? Okay. How many do you take out? How many do you need to take out?
They were equally as pointless.
How many do you need to take out, and what is the meaning of the...
We don't know yet. He hasn't turned them over.
All right.
No, of the shape. Why is it in a... Oh,
okay. It's in like...
All will reveal
for the
itself.
Listeners
would
at
you
home,
just be patient?
It's God like in it. A pyramid-y shape.
Yeah, it's in a V shape.
That is also a V. That would make it far more clear.
You ever watch that film, The Mighty Ducks?
No.
The ice skating film about hockey?
Yeah, it's in the V that like birds fly. I feel like we're getting very specific.
Yes, yeah. Mighty ducks, birds. All right, so it's a flying V. The top of the V is your current thinking.
Oh,
George,
I was supposed to be thinking of my question the whole time. Wasn't
well,
I?
It's just your current mood or whatever.
Yeah,
and then on the left is you'll go out, and B on the right.
Oh, I see.
You're not going to go out.
Okay.
Okay.
And what the results of those decisions were.
Can't wait.
Oh, so it's like predicting the future. Like is he going to die?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. This is so
Shouldn't
exciting.
Shouldn't that be yes every time?
Oh, your current thinking. That's a terrible card. That's the worst card in the deck.
What is it?
What does it look like?
And what does that mean?
Well, I'll describe the card. It's a dude on a beach with ten swords sticking out of his back.
Oh, that started really nice. Oh,
I didn't realize you're so... are you depressed?
No.
Would you like a hug?
I think my back has been hurting, though, so maybe that's what it means.
Oh, your back, yeah. Well, that'd probably the 10 swords in your back.
That might be it.
Oh, God.
It started so nice. Like, he's on a beach, living the life. Oh, by the way, he's being stabbed.
All right. Well, let's see
what does
happens.
The stabbing have to do with me going out? Or is it just signify?
You'll
just
end up dead thinking. On a beach with 10 swords in you.
I don't even like the beach. Okay.
Well, probably not after this either. This isn't going to change your mind.
Okay, the 10 of wands...
That's the 10 of wands. What?
Big Harry Potter fan here. I think that's advice. So, and that's if you do go out.
You're going to, okay. Oh my God, you're going to end up having a D&M. That's 100% what that means.
Oh yeah, it could be because you're hugging the 10. You might have a D&M
with
10 people.
Is going through a breakup?
No, he got a new job though.
Oh, he's not going to be enjoying that job. You're going to have to give him advice. God, okay. Why aren't I reading the tarot cards?
I'd like to just let him know that he's already said that he's loving the job.
Well, that's what you think now.
There are many interpretations of the cards. That's the important
thing. Okay. How convenient.
Some would say that's what keeps me in the tarot business.
You're going
business.
Out drinking and it's about advice. That has got to mean D&M.
Ten of one. So that's advice. So if
at the end of the night we haven't had the deep and meaningful advice session, do I have to be like...
Sit down.
Ready, what the hell is
What's going on?
I'd say stick to 10 drinks.
10 drinks, like the...
Don't do drink. Don't drink any more than 10.
I wasn't planning on doing more.
Yeah, but you could do like 10 cocktails
advice.
And get real lit.
Yeah. All right.
10 double shot vodka.
And that's probably how you ended up passed out on a beach.
All right. The advice if you don't go out... Ooh, the 6 of swords. You're in a boat, and there's a bunch of swords in the boat. That's going to be a problem.
But they're not in me this time.
No, they're not in you, but the boat's going to sink.
That feels like you went out.
Through the boat. Yeah.
And there's a woman and a child in the boat with you.
What does that mean?
Okay, it feels like in order for him to have gotten a boat, be in the boat, and have a woman and child, he probably went out.
So, yeah. I left
the house to do
you're
that.
Staying definitely home. Left the house. The advice is, if you stay home, you still want to catch the ferry. You still want to go somewhere.
I'm not getting three buses to the city when there's a 15-minute ferry right there.
Yeah, but
there.
You're to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You're not going out with Freddie, but you're to go somewhere.
No. What the hell? What does that mean?
Don't so just gonna, stay at home, mate.
So don't. I need to go out tonight.
You got to do something.
Okay.
You're
if
wasting
you stay
your
at home,
life.
You are not going to end up dead on a beach, and that would be real sad for everyone involved, wouldn't it?
It looks.
That's true.
This is just advice. That's just advice. You don't have to take the advice. All right. If you do decide to go out, this is the result. Ooh, the moon.
It'll be nighttime when I go out. It will be nighttime.
We will see the moon again if you go out.
There's a lobster there. Maybe have lobster for dinner.
Oh, and maybe go and pick up the lobster. Don't Uber Eats it. And then you'll have gone out. You'll meet the woman and child of your dreams. And then
the child
be in a
of
boat.
My dreams.
You'll adopt the child.
Oh.
And then you'll be in a boat.
See, this isn't the kind of evening I was hoping to have. You know what I mean?
If you go out,
I'm adopting people.
Two wolves howling at the moon. Maybe go to Two Wolves.
Oh, that's a...
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Oh, did Freddie suggest to go to Two Wolves? Because these cards are pretty spooky. Sometimes.
Are they?
when I was going to make a decision of whether to move to Melbourne or Sydney, I got...
You did not use this to decide.
I did, yeah. And what happened in Melbourne? I got the 10 of swords.
Is that the one? That's the one I got at the top
I had
there.
10 swords sticking out of my back in Melbourne. And I was like, oh, that's not good. Yeah. I don't want to get stabbed 10 times. And then I did Sydney, and I got the 9 of swords. So it was still really bad.
Still really bad, but slightly better.
Slightly better.
So every time up here, you're not feeling your best, just be like, well, I'd be fucked if I was in Melbourne.
Absolutely. I've had some bad, my marriage has fallen apart, whatever. Who cares? I've got these tarot cards out of the settlement.
Thriving.
And
the settlement.
The point is... Would have been even worse in Melbourne.
What did she get out of it? Like, I just want to know who was the winner of this relationship.
What is she? She's getting several grand, but but that's
you've
okay.
Got
I got the tarot
cards that didn't want to come with you.
Imagine how much more money I would have lost if I'd have been getting divorced in Melbourne and injured by a tram. All right.
Anyway, what's
finally,
the last one?
The final one. Ooh, the King of Cups. But you're sitting in the ocean.
What is it with the ocean?
Okay, you're definitely getting on a boat with a woman tonight.
This is suggesting if you stay at home, if you don't go out, you're going to drown in the ocean.
Okay, well, probably that's because you have a boat in your house.
Well, look at this nautical theme. I mean, you got there's swords in the boat.
To be fair, he lives literally on the water.
You're living on the water.
Yeah, but if I don't go out, how will I drown?
You're in a bathtub.
In a boat.
I'm going to fill up the bath. I'm going to fill up the bath.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a boat in it.
Convince a woman and child to get in with you.
Can you Uber Eats a woman and child to your house?
Uber Eats?
Not Uber Eats, Uber.
God damn, you're sick. I think you should go to Two Wolves stare at the moon with Freddie McManus. I think that's what it's
have
saying.
Have a D&M.
Yeah, okay.
I think you got a better. I think it is suggesting that even though your current thinking is pretty pretty morbid, you should go out and hang out with Freddie McManus. The advice 10 of Wands is you're going to have to do a bit of heavy lifting.
Oh, on my behalf,
you might have to carry the conversation with Freddie. Which or buy him some rounds of drinks or something.
But you're more than 10.
What?
No more than 10.
Oh, I don't have more than 10 drinks.
Okay.
I was paying attention.
Oh, thank you. Somebody was.
Okay, well,
there you go. That's is that settled? Are you going to go out now?
I still haven't decided.
Do you want to drown in your bathtub? Because that's the option.
I can't remember the last time I had a bath, so I can't see it happening.
But you're thinking about having a bath now,
I am
right?
Now, because you brought it up.
I've brought it up several times.
So that can be like that's a little bit of a test run. So do you want to get your tarot cards?
Do we have time? We can do a quick one.
Yeah, we have 15 minutes.
What's my question? What's a good question?
Do you want two choices or do you want just a sort of more general question?
I don't know. Can you suggest both? What is going on in my life, Alan?
Well, do you have a question about your career, your love life? What do you want to talk about?
I don't have either of those things.
No questions at all.
Okay. Will I? Ooh, this is good.
Yeah.
Will I? I don't know. How basic should I go?
Well, you were telling me about a trip you're planning to take.
Oh, yeah, but that's pretty locked in. I want an actual, like, question. I want something trivial. Okay, will I date someone in the next 6 months?
Is this a date?
I love you.
Oh, thank God.
Cue the music.
I'm looking for a rebound marriage. So
will I get some tarot cards out?
You'll get several grand at the end, and that's what matters. But
yeah, this is it. Will I have a boyfriend in 6 months?
Right, not
time?
Just go on a date. You
no,
mean,
fuck that. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, you know.
Boyfriend, yeah. 6 months.
Will
time.
I have a boy or girlfriend? Will I find love in the next 6 months?
It's a good boyfriend. Question.
Well, I could ask between a boyfriend and a girlfriend, but no, we'll ask, will you have a boyfriend?
Will I find love? I need to find
love. Will you
love?
Find love? Okay, well, we'll just
I want
do
this
three
to be
cards.
True.
We'll just do three cards for this.
This is perfect.
All right. Why is, because I feel like her question is a bit more complicated than mine.
Yeah,
but
well, I'm not going to drown in a bath, am I? You had your own problems going on.
The thing about this is, this tarot card thing is, my question was, will I go out or not tonight? And the tarot cards responded, you're going to drown in a bath, which is not an answer to the question. That's
I think
an answer
it's a very
to the,
helpful.
That's an answer to...
That's so you don't want to know that you're
going
to drown.
Do you have any idea how regularly wish people would tell me if I was going to drown in a bath?
That's the answer to the question, am I going to drown in a bath tonight? In which case the answer is yes.
Then maybe stay away from baths. See, you didn't know that before this. I got you back, Alan.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Can you imagine doing a podcast with this guy every week?
I can imagine.
Disrespectful.
All righty. Find me.
Find your love.
Find out whether I'm going to find love in the next 6 months. I want a time frame.
All right. This is your thinking.
Okay.
Advice.
Okay.
Result. Oh, hang on. No, I'm doing it wrong.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you did it way wrong. You did it way different.
I was just...
I'm feeling very bothered.
I was like a poker player.
Well, now I feel like those cards have been rejected. Cards. What if those cards that you already drew were my true cards?
No, they're not. Trust me.
He's so confident.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Well, they didn't even talk to me, those cards. I was just like, that's the Ace of Spades. That's... here we go. These are Uno cards.
Oh. Yeah, so you're getting a feeling about...
Oh, that one. That one's my thoughts.
Thoughts?
Advice?
Advice. Do you think you want to find love?
No, probably not.
Oh, well.
Most people annoy me.
There you go.
And I also, no, not really. But
you want to find, it's not love, it's whether you'll have a relationship. So that's
yeah. No, I'm finding love.
Oh, you want love?
I don't want any of this.
No.
Let's find out. What are my thoughts?
Your thoughts are the Eight of Pentacles. These are very literal cards, you see. What you've got here is a bunch of pentacles, which
are
coins.
Okay.
Yeah, I preempted what you were going to ask.
Are you telling me I'm going to marry rich? Because I'm so on board with that.
Well, that's your current thinking, maybe.
Fuck, that'd be awesome.
You
I would not turn down marrying rich if that was an option for me.
Well, George is right here.
How rich are you?
You don't want to look at my bank account, is that?
All the money is divested. But
this is a date. You were right.
if you can wait till George gets his inheritance.
Is that all it means? Money?
Well, there's a magical element to pentacles as well.
So either he's going to be rich or a wizard.
Or a wizard, yeah.
Which is more likely.
Dumbledore's gay, so he's out of the question. You might be looking at a different wizard.
I'll keep an eye out.
Eight of Pentacles. It's a worker. So it's
always nice to date someone with a job.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. You see this person here as your potential love interest, but it could be advice that you might have to work hard if you want to find what you want.
Like work hard in the relationship or work hard to find the relationship?
Either.
Or both.
Oh, see, I'm not really on board with that at all.
Well, the next card will reveal all.
My advice.
Ah, the Six of Cups. Yeah, I think this is good advice. You got six cups.
Oh, good.
You got to have to get drunk with somebody on six Brandy Alexanders. No.
Okay, so what are you telling me so far is I need to find a wizard and drink six drinks with him.
Absolutely. Six goblets.
Alrighty. And what will that result in?
Well, you see with this picture, it's someone, a large fellow, handing a cup to a lady. And there's five other cups, so it's really no issue.
Why has he got so many cups?
Yeah. He's happy to give one of the cups away. Yeah. Maybe.
So basically what you're telling me is he will drink a lot and I'll just be there with my one sneaky little cup.
I think if it's legitimate, if we're not just, you know, taking the mickey.
we would never do that on this.
This is suggesting to be generous, maybe generous of heart.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
So he's rich and generous.
No, it's not about him. It's about you, Rachel.
I'm not rich.
You have to work hard and you have to give your heart.
Oh, so you're telling me I might get rich. I think I might be taking this really wrong.
You're very fixated on the bank account.
What is this last – before you turn that over, what does it mean, this last one?
No, this is what
will
happen.
What the result is.
Oh, okay.
This is really –
if I'm dead on a beach, who tends the woods?
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, seven pentacles. You will
– I get an extra one.
You will be wealthy.
Okay, this feels
not quite
like
as wealthy as the dude at the start.
He has six. I have seven. I have more pentacles than him.
No, he's got eight pentacles.
You said six before, didn't you? I wasn't listening. No, it's six cups.
Six
damn
cups.
It. This is well, just... that's all right. So what I'm hearing so far is he's rich and a wizard, and I'm going to marry him after having six drinks, and then maybe I divorce him and take some of his pentacles.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. This just makes me realize how bad my cards were.
Oh, you got very bad cards.
Yeah,
you're
none of your
dead
cards
in a beach.
Involve death in any way or swords.
Yeah,
I've got so many pentacles.
You are pentacle rich.
The death card's not too bad because that represents change, right?
It feels bad.
But 10 swords in your back, there's no way to interpret that any other way.
Yeah, I know.
That's bad.
Yeah,
that's not like, oh, maybe I need a change in my life. No, you got 10 swords in your back, pal. Yeah. You're dead.
I think we could be more positive about it. Like, what about acupuncture? They're not swords, but they're like...
George needs acupuncture.
Back. Acupuncture scares me, the idea
of
it.
Yeah, I actually have had acupuncture once and it was the creepiest thing.
Was
you
it?
Can't feel it at all.
Oh,
like,
really?
It was really... Oh, no, nothing at all. You can't feel anything. And except then he's like, oh, look at this, and took a photo, and it's just like me with a whole bunch of needles coming out my back.
Yeah, how do they come up with this shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's my question too. Like, who was the first person to be like, oh, your back's sore, quick lie down, I got a real good idea. Get me my needles.
Give me my needles. No, have you had acupuncture before, Alan?
Yes.
What do you think?
It stressed me out.
Yeah,
it was
of course.
Meant to relax me, and I had a bunch of needles.
I can't remember if I think it worked.
Yeah, I got a bunch of needles in my skin.
It clearly didn't work that much, because I feel like if it worked heaps, I'd be like, acupuncture's the best. And the fact that I have no real recollection of it having any effect... Anyway.
I asked my estranged wife about it and she said, don't trust the Western acupuncturists.
They have to be Chinese.
Got to be Chinese.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Was yours? So you can't remember what?
No,
what,
I can't remember. I can't remember who did it.
Yeah, right.
I should remember. I think I was distracted by the needles in my bag.
Well, yeah, it's good advice for me to never take because I'm never going to go into any acupuncture place, I don't think.
Well, I hope you're going out tonight, mate, because you might be having a little swim otherwise.
Yeah. Okay, I think
anyway, I feel like this one got away from us a little bit.
Yeah, how did we get
this
talking about this?
This was a great debut of our favourite segment, our signature segment.
Ooh, what?
Must read.
Oh, here we go, because I was sort of thinking that our signature segment
is must
would
read
be...
books.
No, we just did must read.
We read.
Oh, is that much? Oh.
Yeah, we read tarot cards.
I was so locked and loaded with like a book recommendation.
Yeah, well, if you've got a book to recommend to the listeners, let us know. But that can be a link in the bio.
Like, nah, I got this. This is going great.
I think it's time to do That's Probo, It's Cancelled.
How much time have we got?
7 minutes.
Oh my God,
that got taken away from us.
I know, it goes quick, doesn't it? Must read always takes up so much of the episode.
we'll iron out the kinks.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so hopefully eventually we'll have some intro music for That's Boy, so considering it's our signature segment and we're going to do it every episode.
Can you improvise it for us right now?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Noted improviser, George Pettifer. Well, talk us through it.
That's Probo. It's cancelled. So something that's problematic and has been cancelled. We've used in previous episodes the example of Roseanne. Now, Roseanne, she had a show called...
Roseanne,
that's it. And she said something racist, problematic to be racist, I think we can agree. And then her show was cancelled. So there you
go. Does it have to be that serious, though?
No, definitely not.
No, that's the serious example. Now let's subvert the genre.
Okay.
There we go. So, for example, what have we done in previous episodes?
I cancelled Einstein.
Oh, that's right.
Because he said stuff racist as well. So
okay, we're not getting any less problematic.
Yeah, that was still probo.
I even knew that he was a racist, and they were all following his general relativity, like idiots.
Well, I did.
He's a racist.
People that eat Kit Kats without snapping them.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I was like, every single person that does that needs to be cancelled. So that's an example.
I have one.
Yeah, okay, cool.
All right, people in an Uber pool, not the driver.
Yeah.
People in an Uber pool who won't stop trying to talk to you. Like, they can't take a hint. I acknowledge that if you're in an Uber pool, people will be like, oh, it's social. No, I'm there because I'm poor.
Yeah.
For now, I'm about there to come into like a lot of money with my new love.
Yeah, absolutely. Your pentacles.
My the pentacles wizard are about to go off and I will not be in Uber pool anymore. But in the meantime, I Uber pool because it's like $4.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? How good is it?
It's amazing.
I wear headphones when I'm in there so no one speaks to me.
I got in an Uber pool the other day.
I don't care about my rating at all. Yeah, yeah.
There were like these two guys, they got in together and I was just like one word answering them, if answering them at all. And it went for like 20 minutes and it's like, and they weren't like, it wasn't like they were even like mocking like doing it. They literally just really wanted to chat. And it's like, I don't want to be rude, but you guys are weird. So you're creepy. Go away.
That's proba.
Yeah, that is probably.
I think they
all
need
to be cancelled.
They need to be cancelled. Just like acknowledge that I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Do you think they should jump out of a moving car?
Yeah, I would say that is something they should do. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll agree that that's probo, should be cancelled. Alan, you got the probo?
Oh, let me think. Do you have a good one, George?
I've got a one.
Yeah, I've got one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go first then. It's waiters.
Yeah,
not
cancel
all waiters.
Cancel, get rid of
cancel
a lot
all
of
waiters.
Them, you know?
Waiters that don't write down the order.
Oh yes. Oh my god. I so agree.
Who are they trying to impress?
Right.
I don't. It makes me
I'm not impressed.
So anxious. I worked as a waiter for years. Yeah, and I also managed and had and I've seen that many mistakes made, and that's when they had a pad. so to me, every time they come up and there's like 10 people at a table and they stand there and take it, and it just. Until I see the food, I am sitting there going, you're going to fuck this up. Like, you're going to get this wrong.
I 100% agree. It's like, so I'm not impressed. No one at the table is impressed.
I'm just anxious.
When you walk away, we're not going, wow, their memory must be so good.
That's a fire
memory. Yeah, that's amazing. How did they do that?
And it worries me because I have allergies.
Right.
I'm one of those dickheads. So it's kind of like, if you fuck this up, I might die. So I don't trust your memory.
No, it's bad. Would you agree that that's probo and all those waiters need to be cancelled?
That's probo.
Yeah.
Fire them.
Fire them first.
You know what you're doing right now? You're not making any mistakes. You're not making any mistakes, but you're not using an appropriate amount of notebooks, so you're fired. You're gone.
Yeah, 100%. You're gone. And I want to run a cafe just so I can
justify them.
Throw people out on the street.
Yeah, nice.
Off you go.
I think I'm just jealous because I really sucked at taking orders.
Well,
in case I'm ever looking for waitering work in the future, I was really good at taking orders.
Yeah,
a lot of potential employers listen to this podcast.
So many restaurant owners listening in.
Well, I was thinking. I was waiting at the for the ferry there. At Circular Quay, and there was a street performer there.
Cancel them all?
He was a living statue.
I hate those.
No, I love them. No.
It's a controversial pick.
It's a controversial one.
That's what we like to create discussion.
There's heaps in Europe. I didn't see them like until I was in Europe, and it's a thing in Europe, like the standing like a statue. Yeah. And then now there's one that's always there's one man at Pitt Street, and I think they're phenomenal. I couldn't do it.
But they're literally doing
nothing. I can't do anything. No, but they are. Okay, stand up on one leg and stand there perfectly still for the next 2 hours.
All right, George just started doing it. You know? we'll check in on him in two hours. Nice work, George.
I saw the one near World Square where it looks like it's a windy day and the tie.
Yes, I love him.
But he looked like such a loser. Like, I walked past him and it's like, everyone's, it was like rush hour. People were going home from work. And it's like, mate, what are you doing? Just get a job. You know what I mean? Why are you?
I feel like that is very negative. No, I think you're totally wrong. I think firstly, that like, I mean, I think it's like art, isn't it? Like, I mean, how is that, like, in a weird way? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
Picasso there is definitely.
No, but it's. I think there's definitely an artistic element to that. He has put a lot of work into that. His, like, whole outfit's organized. He stands there. I could not stand for that long. Like, that is a. That is actually. He must have epic, like, calf strength.
I'm going to. Not even considering the calf strength. Oh, but
he's up in the gym every day.
I'm going to meet you halfway. If they stand still and they paint themselves bronze, fine. Okay?
I think no, that's fine.
Each to their own.
Think of the money they must spend in paint. Stand still.
Don't bother me. When I was in America, I went past the Wax Museum.
Ugh, that creeped me out.
And there's a living statue out there and you think it's a wax figure. And then he'd jump at you.
Oh, that is a whole other game. I love it.
I hate that guy.
Oh no, I hate him, but I respect his game.
Oh, you give him mad love?
Like, I wouldn't be anywhere near it anyway because I have a genuine phobia of statues, so I'm, like, terrified.
I say replace them all with real statues. They'll do a better job.
No, I'm scared of that.
Put the hat down still.
So you're more scared of an actual statue than a living statue?
It's a man standing still.
Yeah, but they jump at you sometimes.
I don't just, like,
sometimes they jump
the
at you.
And every single time someone stops at the lights, I'm like, holy fuck, it's there! It's just a man standing
still.
So are
we cancelling them or not?
Well, no, we've got two votes to cancel versus one. Oh, I guess that's probo. You're cancelled. Sorry, human statues. Yeah, take a hike.
We've got to have one more.
Go work as, at a fucking restaurant.
We can't end on this. We need one more potential.
Use a pad.
No. So we've got three. We've got three choices there. Rachel, what do you vote for as the most?
Well, everyone's just going to vote for their own.
Well,
did you like
George's one?
I think
wrestling?
I can't.
What was mine again?
I find problems with all of them. Like the waiters who don't use a notebook. But like I also kind of go, hey, you got your game. I don't like handling things.
So we can all agree.
You know what? That the waiters who don't use a pad are only scary at restaurants that aren't that nice as well. You know what I mean? You know, if you go into a really nice restaurant,
no,
and they
it would
do
not
it,
matter. I'm still really suspicious of that because I've worked in a nice restaurant and I know how shit I was.
Well,
once again, all restaurant owners,
shout out to the Hilton.
I was real good. Okay,
all right, guys, we're at the pointy end of the app.
Oh
man,
I know.
We're gonna have to just let the listeners decide.
I'm gonna have to let you because you have a ferry to catch as well.
Yeah,
you gotta get your 4:30 ferry.
Yeah, 4:30 ferry. So you'll be right,
guys. I'd love to stay and chat, but I've got a ferry.
Yeah. That's just it. So, well, thanks for listening, everybody.
It's been a lot of fun.
It has been good, isn't it?
I want to come back one time.
We'll get you back eventually.
Yes.
We'll do another tarot reading.
Another tarot reading.
Our signature
segment.
Let's
do it in 6 months and see if I'm rich with a lot of pentacles. Pentacles? Yeah. Was that the right word?
You can bring the wizard.
Yeah, I'll bring my wizard boyfriend.
So, thanks, everybody, for listening. And thanks to Rachel Melanta for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.